Oh my God, no technical difficulties.
I mean, Laserdisc me away,
Remix.
right? All right, here we go.
Okay, we need a label for what this type of episode is called. The best thing I could come up with was cinematic episode, but that's not really a good label. It doesn't have the same kind of like allure as like Hamburger Flip does.
I mean, Hamburger Flip, it's more for the everyday man, if I will. Cinematic, I'm like, get out of here, Mr. Bachelor's degree. You know what? I
It's a
feel like
flank.
it's a hamburger flip, let's be real. I'm like,
It's a long form hamburger flip.
do we have a short form? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really tracking. I mean, I'm vibing off some Manchego right now, if you feel me. Anyway.
Oh yeah, gotta microwave some mozzarella. We're getting real bougie in here.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's better when it's hot. Anyway, do you have a question handy?
Yeah, I can
You feeling something? You got a vibe
I can
going?
get something. Here we go. Okay.
Got a vibe going? Okay. All right, what do you got?
Did mozzarella okay, can we assume that mozzarella originated in Italy?
I think that's a fair assumption. That is
Okay.
fair. All right.
You are going to guess whether it originated in the northern hemisphere of Italy or the southern hemisphere of
Okay,
Italy.
all right. Clarifying question, where are we drawing? Is it Rome? Are we drawing the border at Rome?
That sounds like a good
That sounds
compromise.
fair, right? All right.
Yeah.
So my guess is mozzarella north or south. Okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna go
Mozzarella
first.
North.
You know what? I feel like it's north, but you know, like those French cheeses, they're so dry. Part of me is like,
Watch it not have originated in Italy.
what do we do then? Is it a deep? Well, you know what?
It's a draw.
No, here's what happens. If it's not from Italy, if it's like from North Africa or anywhere of a longitudes further south than Rome, south winds, if it's from like fucking France or Germany,
Rome is the centerpiece no matter what.
listen, on the world, pick your latitude, longitude where mozzarella originated. I'm gonna
Did you
go,
say latitude?
it's a mix. It's like the world is a matrix. Anyway.
Latitude.
I pick the latitude of I'm feeling south. I feel like it's probably
All right,
wrong, but
south of Rome.
south of Rome. So that makes me
Okay.
all right. We're
We're gonna
gonna,
have to do a research pause and we'll be
yeah.
back
Let me. Well, hold on.
after these short
Well, hold on.
researches.
There's too many buttons now. They updated this shit.
There's too many buttons on my spaceship.
Here we go. I got it. I mean, it's you know these
It's
software.
not the eject
I had to
button, Gorf.
reboot today. You know how much of a hassle that is.
A long history and, eons of research. We delineated that Southern Italy is correct. So, Gorb, you are the champion.
Oh my
It
God.
originated in the boot.
The boot, you know, that where they got that Sirocco, that hot wind or whatever. I'm definitely not pronouncing that right.
It's all right. I got all my mozzarella. No, not my mozzarella facts. All my Rome facts from Rome Total War, the video game.
I'm over here
Rome,
like,
Italy, same thing.
did they even have buffalo back then in Europe? I mean, I guess they did.
I don't know.
No, they got like a bison there. I feel like it's just like three of them in Poland nowadays, but you know, they had them back then.
All right. So, because this is a cinematic hamburger flip,
With cheese.
with cheese. Are you gonna choose to go first and third or second and fourth?
Okay. If it's second
If
and
you go
fourth,
first, then
if
I
it's
make the prompt.
okay, you know what? Listen, the cheese de San Lorenzo, DC de San Lorenzo, de San Lorenzo is a town in Puerto Rico. It's telling me to go first, so I'm going to give you a
Okay.
prompt, and that takes the burden of tying this shit all together at the end off me.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, you got me. All right, let's
Okay.
follow me hard. I gotta
I
follow
would
with the
be
cheese.
remiss if my prompt was not based somewhat on mozzarella.
How could you not? Anyway.
Your prompt, Gorb, for the first 15 minutes of our cinematic hamburger flip.
Oh yeah.
As I pull up our timer, because I had it ready. It was
Oh.
already the whole time.
Everybody's ready.
Is to tell me the time all the mozzarella was gambled away. Ready, set, go.
Oh fuck. That's a good question, Zorb. The time all
I
the
wouldn't have asked it if it wasn't.
was gambled away. So you know what? Let me clarify first for those of you who don't know. In the if you read the famous Principia Jesus Historia, that's not
Yes.
Jesus with a
A
J,
holy text, if
a
you
holy
will.
text. Except for those heathens with the lactose intolerance.
Ugh, they disgust me.
the Cheesus Principia Mathematica. There's really three periods in global history where there was an issue with the supply of un bon mozzarella. If you catch my drift. Un buono?
Yes.
I don't know Italian. Anyway.
If you catch a nice drift of mozzarella, you know
Exactly,
you
right?
did.
They had buffalo back in Europe once upon a time. Anyway, so these three periods, I'm gonna outline them all for you, and then we're gonna
Okay.
narrow in.
What's the fir is are they all golden eras, or are they like, what's the scoop?
Well, you open up, you listen, the Cheezus with a CH, just to this is not blasphemy. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Because it's Italy, we're all Catholic. Anyway,
There you go.
the Jesus.
The Pope listens and he forgives.
The Pope is just a guy with a cow in southern Italy, making that good. Anyway, so the
That
Jesus,
good for the Lord.
you open this book. It's a hefty tome. It
Okay.
looks like the Biden family Bible.
It
It's
is
like it's
thick.
it is thick.
Yeah.
There's like three or four whole demons in that fucking book, from the Hefter.
Inside the book? Like, is there one copy of it?
Well, there's been reproduction. You can get it on Kindle, I'm pretty sure, but it just doesn't have the physical heft, that
The demons aren't really in it on Kindle.
I mean, well, to be fair, the demons in the real edition are just like three slices of provolone that one monk left in there in 1400, it just accumulated.
A figurative demon?
Have you seen The Last of Us? Mold can get pretty fucking crazy, am I right?
Real.
So anyway, this Jesus, you open it. Long story, I'm getting fucking distracted over here. All right, we got three periods. If you go to like chapter 8, subsection 9, and it gets into like the Italian cheese after they get past all that Greek Turkish yogurt shit,
Get to the real
Not to
stuff.
throw shade, I love me a good Ariane. Anyway,
Greek yogurt, we can pass.
yeah, they got like a drink. It's actually pretty good, provided, I'm gonna gloss over that because I can only lie so much. Anyway,
Yeah, there you go.
so you get there. We just the chapter 8, subsection 9 is the history of mozzarella, right? Three periods where there was ever a real crisis in the global supply of mozzarella. Now, one of these we're going to narrow in our story. All right, so the first period, Zorb, you want to take a guess at what it is?
Is it like a is it a Is it a golden era, or is it an era of doom?
So all of them are eras of low supply of good old
Oh,
mozzarella.
so this is when there were deficits,
Yes, the first
like the
deficit.
Great Depression of cheese.
Yeah, the first deficit. You want to take a guess?
Was it ham fist And the fourth?
No, that's a close second. That's the second one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Hamfist and the fourth was the second one.
Yes. The first one is humans are weird, especially people who can digest lactose, because all adult animals aren't supposed to do that. So the first deficit was,
Oh,
the
I thought that
fully
was the full
domesticated
title.
cows. That's the first one. We're just mutant freaks eating baby cow milk as adult grown monkeys. So anyway, that was the first
Is
deficit.
that the full title of the section?
I mean, what did I say? Mutant human freaks eating baby cow milk like grown monkeys. Yeah, that's subsection 9, header 1. That's the first deficit.
Eating cow milk, like what?
Not cow milk, baby cow. It's for babies. Baby cows.
Oh, real.
We're just some hairless monkeys out there just chugging that shit. Anyway, that's the first deficit.
Yep.
And the cheeses, the Academy of Cheeses de Oxford, they kind of overwrite that one, after Darwin, because it made like sense, it's
Yeah.
more. The second one was, what was that name you just said like 5 seconds ago?
Ham fist the fourth.
Okay, the second time the global supply of mozzarella was on the low was when Hamfist the fourth,
Was he like
queen,
a king? Queen?
she
She?
don't assume
Sorry.
Hamfist
Look
was
at
a
my
proud
misogyny.
woman. She was the queen of Prussia.
Okay.
And she liked horse races.
Horse races.
Now,
Hamfist the fourth did love herself a good
she
horse
loved the
race.
good horse races. And
Good horse races.
listen,
Sounds like someone who's very insensitive towards different types of horses.
it sounds like someone who goes to the horse races a lot. Anyway, like Mrs. Hamfist. Now,
You go.
Hamfist, she was the Queen of Prussia. I'm going to gloss over this because this is not the one we're going to zero in on. But long story short, Prussia really never owned southern, what did you pronounce that region as? Calabria? Capuccia?
Capua.
Blua. Prussia never owned
The
that.
origin of mozzarella, Capua.
Yes, but so, she never, had some control of Capua. But she was like so in
Did
deep.
she want control of it?
No, she wanted her horse to win. But it was 1456, and Prussia, which I'm pretty sure is like kind of Germany-ish.
Yeah, that's incredibly accurate.
You're right, yeah. And so she went up against Morocco in that race. And let's be real, Arabian horses are king to this day.
Yeah,
She
there you
lost.
go. They're not queen.
Yep, and so she wagered all of Italy's mozzarella with no idea how she was going to enforce that. Yeah, it's 1456, though. The Arabs are on top of the world, so
Yep.
lo and behold, there was a short of mozzarella for most of the 1500s. All
Very
right.
advanced.
And now the third time when all of, what was the exact prompt?
The time the mozzarella was gambled away.
The time all of the mozzarella was gambled away. The year is 2086. You feel me?
Yeah.
And we are
I
on
feel like
the.
you need to deem yourself. Never
What did you say? Let me have it. Give it to me. I need that feedback.
the queen, what was she on her way to do?
Oh, who, Hamfist?
Yeah.
Well, she was gambling horses and she lost all the
Okay,
mozzarella. Yeah, no, that's it. They caught her at the end. There's only so much mozzarella you can extort from Capuccia. Also, it's 1456. I'm pretty sure Sicily was like soon just out of Arab control then, or maybe like a couple hundred
Yeah.
years. They still held
Is it like the
sway.
Ottoman Empire?
No, this would have been the Caliphate if my history lessons serve correct.
Oh, there
Earth history, what a mess. Am I right? Anyway,
you go. Too many moving parts.
exactly. Not us, Gorbin Zorbilons. We're just, You vote online over here. Anyway, what was I saying? I was saying the third one. You got me off track. Queen
What's
Hamphastis
the third
Swallow.
one, Gorb?
He's long dead. It's 2086. This is, borderline the future if I wasn't an omniscient narrator.
Yep.
The third one is we narrow in. It's a bunker. It's they
Is there
call
a time period?
it. Yeah, it's 2086. It's like,
Oh.
most of the ice caps have melted. The sea level's risen like, I don't know, 12 feet. I'm not an oceanographer.
A good amount.
enough to be concerned. Enough, some
5 minutes,
would
by
say.
the way.
There's a shortage of mozzarella, right?
There's a shortage of mozzarella.
Yeah, enough that that. The whole region of Kapua.
Kapua.
It's all underwater now. There's like five islands, I think, from what
Yep,
used to be a
the
peninsula.
boot is wet, if you
The
will.
boot is wet. That's fair. The boot is wet. So long story short, and the buffalo that they're making this mozzarella from, they are long dead. They got
Oh,
no,
that's a
and they
shame.
got that cow shit, but like that's what you like, it's just not the same. You don't, it's just,
It's not real mozzarella.
it don't feel right. Anyway,
Yep.
it's 2086. We're zeroing in on an island. This island is called New York.
Oh.
But it's not really New York because the vast majority of New York is now underwater because of 2086. It's more so like
In
that, like
2025 terms, what part of the
in
world is New York?
2025 terms, it's more so like the northern part of the Bronx where it gets kind of hilly, It's like
Oh yeah, there you
we've
go.
hit the
We're going
main
into upstate
USA.
here.
Yeah, no more of that fucking island shit over there. So that's where we're at. Time check. Okay.
4 minutes.
And we're in a basement now. 2086, sea levels have risen like fucking crazy. And now, lo and behold, amongst all the other tragedies, there is a meteor of earth shattering, literally.
Literally.
Like the thing that like killed the dinosaurs and made buffalo for the mozzarella to
Is
come.
it inbound?
Oh, it's coming to Earth and it's gonna hit.
Oh God, is there a time frame?
6 months.
Oh God,
Yeah.
it's happening soon.
So all this to say, with my 3 minutes left on the clock, having given nothing to this plot, the world's
Lots of framing.
the I'm filling up the lore section. The
There you
world's
go.
five richest people. Zubaldubaldorp.
Love it.
Schmorgenbaborgen. Kendrick James.
Yep.
Gary. No last name needed. They're playing.
It's a, like a Bjork thing.
Exactly. They're playing poker in a basement in what used to be the Bronx is now is just like kind of all of New York because most of the world is like, I don't know, melted.
Yeah.
And it's the it's the final round. Everybody's throwing everything they have in the pot. Schmuldubuldubaldorp throwing in like all of like what used to be Russia. Right, like all that territory. I'm gonna
Yep.
lock that into 6 months. And Gary says, I'm about to raise you something serious. Time check.
2 minutes.
When was the last time you guys had some good buffalo mozzarella? And Xander Thormengorb, oh, fucking these names, that's so bad. I don't remember what I said. He's like, how the fuck do you still have mozzarella? I heard those bison died centuries ago. I heard Kapuya. It's all entirely underwater. And Gary says,
That's not even how it's pronounced.
I haven't pronounced it right this whole fucking time. And I
No,
apologize.
that's what Gary said.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's fair. He's like, I got connects. The Cosa Nostra is still long. Sicily's got mountains. They're doing just fine.
Yeah, they're good.
So, listen, guys. Xander Thorbendorp, time check.
One minute and 20 seconds.
Thorbendorp, Schmoogle
They sound
Schmamegle.
like Care Bears.
Kendrick James. fourth character I'm pretty sure I didn't name. So,
Gary.
well, no, that's Gary's the fifth. That's five of them. So fourth character, and Gary says he lifts out like three, kind of soggy, because mozzarella's got a bit of wet to it, and like, locks some mozzarella, puts it on the poker table. He says, "Guys, the world's about to end in 6 months. So why don't you fucking ante up? Time check."
40 seconds.
Oh fuck! All right, I didn't time that right. Anyway, Xander Thorbendorf, he's like, "Oh fuck! Is that much? I mean, I can't. I'm out, guys." And he throws in. He's about to be step out, but little does he know, Schmoobledoobledoop throws in a small ruby. And everybody's like,
Oh.
dude, the world's on fire for like 100 years now. We've seen rubies, but he's like, no, guys, this is not the ruby. This, time check,
5 seconds.
this can stop the meteor. He puts it on the table. Oh,
Oh,
fuck me. Jesus.
Schmoobledoobledorf.
Schmoobledoobledoop, that's the hardest character name is the one you're gonna have to remember.
Is my timer ready?
All right, kick it off. 15
I'm
minutes on
ready. Here we
the
go.
clock. Yeah, go for it.
Hi, Schmoobledoobledorf. He throws the ruby down on the table, and Gary looks at me. He's like, "You liar!
Yep.
I should throw you in the pit right
Oh, yeah,
now."
the pit.
And Schmoobledoobledorf goes, "Let's not get hasty. Let's not cross lines here, Gary." Gary goes, "We're pay way past lines, Schmoobledooble."
He's like, it's a Bjork thing.
And he goes, "Listen, shoot me out, okay?" And Gary goes, "If you say one more wrong thing, I'm killing everyone but Kendrick James."
Oh, even character number four?
And Gary's like, "I mean it. I'll do it." He's like, "Wait." He's like, Schmoobledoobledorf throws his ruby into the middle of the table. And the ruby starts to light up. Immediately when it lights up, everyone other than Kendrick, Gary, and Schmoobledoobledorf gets sucked into the ruby. Okay?
Wait.
Kendrick James goes, "Wait! Those people!" And Gary goes, "It doesn't matter, okay?" And Schmoobledoobledorf goes, "Truly, I had it planned from the start. We're the only reasonable ones in here, am I right?" And Gary goes, "You're right. That's why I was threatening everyone a moment ago." The ruby starts to grow. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it takes up half of like the weird underground bunker that these men are in.
Oh, is
Okay.
the mozzarella still on the table?
The mozzarella is sucked up as the final sacrifice
Mm.
for the ruby's power.
Oh, heavens.
It floats above their well-crafted poker table and begins to rotate at an alarming rate.
Ooh, does it like
So
speed up slowly, or is it just it starts off real fast?
it was it was a gradual up to alarming speed type thing.
When did
And
everybody
all of the
else
poker
lose their
cards
shit?
begin to launch around the room like some sort of weird tornado, okay?
Ooh.
Gary grabs onto Schmoobledoobledorf's arm and he goes, "I didn't mean it. I was joking earlier." Schmoobledoobledorf looks at me and goes, I know, young Gary. I was never worried." And
Oh.
Kendrick looks at both of them and goes, "What's going on?" The ruby becomes translucent.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yep.
They look inside the ruby, and a holographic image Almost like those weird things that you see at the airport sometimes with the really fast propellers. Starts to
What
take
airport
shape.
do you hang around at? Okay, yeah.
They look inside, and the closest thing I could tell you, Gorb, is for a human audience that they will understand, is
Yeah.
that this thing looks like a chameleon.
Like with the weird eyes sticking out in two different directions.
Eyes looking in both directions,
Yep, that's a
licking
classic
its
chameleon.
tongue all over its mouth,
He's
okay?
got chapped lips.
And Shmoobal Dubendorf looks at both Kendrick and Gary, and he goes, "This is where I pressed the stop button last time. I don't know what happens next." And Gary goes, "There's a stop button."
Oh.
That's when the chameleon being starts to speak to them. And he looks at them and he goes, "I have heard that you have some power source. We are inbound to your planet, Earthlings."
I can't.
And Gary goes, "What?"
Oh.
And the chameleon looks over at him and he goes, "Did I stutter? We are about to destroy your planet, little one, and there's nothing you can do about it unless you are able to offer up all of your power."
That makes sense.
And Shmoobal Dubeldorf goes, "Number one, how do you know how to speak English?
Okay, that's what I was just gonna ask.
Number two, what power source are you talking about?" Okay, they're all cringing and huddling together as they watch this rotating ruby with the chameleon man speaking to them from within.
Is the chameleon man like vaguely like a chameleon, or is it just like a chameleon? Like, is it wearing clothes like an alien, or is it just like a chameleon saying shit?
Gorb, it's in the nude.
Oh, so it's just like a regular chameleon.
Now, here's the thing. The chameleon goes, "Your scientists, have they predicted the trajectory?" And Gary goes, "I'm the top scientist in all of Slamerica, 'cause that's our
That's what
country's
it's
name."
called now. Yep.
Chameleon goes, "You idiot, I knew that. Do you think I did not do my research? I know your power source." And Gary goes, "Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know."
Does this chameleon give his name? Or her name? I don't know how to tell
Well,
characters with chameleons.
what happens next is Shmoobal Dubeldorf goes, "What is your name?" And the chameleon goes, "We don't have names. We're just numbers." He goes, "Well, what's your number? That's kind of like an answer." "Shut up! I'm 38,
38.
but it
Okay.
doesn't matter. We think as a collective, young one. I speak for all of my snarkles, because that's what we are. We're the snarkles, and you're scientists." "Yes, that's me," said Gary.
He just wants to feel included.
How
How's
much time
Kendrick
do I
doing?
have?"
How good question.
Kendrick has passed out.
The fear and the drama. You've got 7 minutes and 25
Okay.
seconds.
He goes, "Scientist!" There he goes, "Yes!" He goes, "Did you predict for when we will land?" And Gary goes, "Are you on the asteroid?" And the chameleon goes, "Ha ha ha! That's what you think it is, isn't it? That's how the advanced beings in this universe travel, you dinglehead."
What did he call him?
He called him a dinglehead.
Oh, is that common amongst the snorkels? A common insult?
It's man, if I were to tell you in English, I could get completely wiped off.
Oh, get us
But
kicked
it's
off
basically a
Spotify.
cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Oh no, not that.
And Schmoogle Dougledorf Goes, you lay off, Gary. Gary goes, 6 months, that's what we said. And he goes, the chameleon, number 38, goes, well, you were wrong. We arrive in 6 days.
Ooh, that's a pretty serious miscalculation.
I know, right? Kendrick from his waking up from his fainting turns over and looks at them and he goes, Gary, how are you that far off? Gary goes, we're not good at math. We just pretend to be.
Oh, classic Slam America, am I right?
I know, right? And then the ruby explodes.
Does like shards get in anybody's face? Like, how does it
Yeah, it
explode?
hurt everybody a
Oh,
lot.
okay, everybody at the table. Okay.
Everyone's lacerated. Okay. The
What
final
happens
image of the
to the rest
chameleon
of us?
before the rotation ends is he goes, you have 5 days to bring me your resource. Then he disappears.
Okay.
Gary Schmoogledoogledorf and Kendrick, the last great leaders of Slamerica, gather together. Okay. Now,
They
if you don't know much about cheese lore, let's back out from this
Yeah,
great big
back out.
tome.
You got 4 minutes and 45 seconds left. We can back out a bit.
And you need to know something about actually Kendrick.
Kendrick?
He to both Gary and Schmoogledoogledorf, it looked like he had passed out. But Gorb, what he was really doing was traveling through time. When he fell asleep, 2 minutes was really 200 years.
Did he happen to go back to the 3rd century AD in San Lorenzo de Capuia?
That is exactly right, Gorb. And he had to find what the Snarkles were looking for. Because if he didn't find it out, then all of Slamerica was doomed. How can you have McDonald's 3 if Slamerica's gone? Brings me to tears, Gorb.
I mean, that's fair. Let alone the rest of the world, because it was a dinosaur level ash, but Slamerica, this is the real loss
Listen,
there.
let's really, who do we really care about?
It's Slamerica, baby. Y'all gets it. Anyway,
How much time do I have left?
you have 3 minutes left, so fill in as much as you want.
Oh, God. So, Kendrick was back in time when that was happening. And we'll get to that. We will.
No.
But Kendrick leaned both of them down and he goes, I need to tell you
This is
what I found
after the
out.
ruby exploded and they're all awake now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And they go, found out? What do you mean? You just passed out. He goes, huh. That's what you think. And Gary goes, yeah, that's what I think.
That's what it looked like.
And then Kendrick goes, that's not what happened. Let me tell you what really happened. But before we do that, does anybody else need a Gatorade?
Did they still make Gatorade in Slamerica 2086?
Yes.
Does
So they all pass around Gatorades.
it have what plants need?
And I know they're all lacerated, so Gatorade at this point has healing properties, so they just pour it on their skin.
Listen, it's got what plants crave.
It does. So they all sit around, and Kendrick, he leans down and he goes, this is how it starts. I traveled back to the 3rd AD, because that's what it was, I think.
I mean, that sounds right. Yeah, that works for me. That's what I said.
And he goes, and I found Mr. Tinsels.
Oh.
And I found the first time that he started to make the resource. And I left it all on this cassette player. And just when he says that, he gets sniped.
Wait, from where?
They don't know yet.
Okay, just to clarify, with the 40 seconds, did the aliens ever explicitly say that mozzarella was the resource, or did it just happen to be on
Don't know,
the
Garb. They weren't very clear.
It's very vague. It's quite ominous.
So he gets
Yeah.
sniped, and then a
Right.
woman in a hood runs forward and grabs the cassette player from his hands, and Gary and Schmoobledoobledorf Doobledorf are in quick haste to chase after.
5 seconds.
Is that time?
Yeah, you're close enough. Play us out. All right. Oh, gosh.
Oh boy. I
Oh,
need. Okay,
boy.
Gorb, your timer is ready.
15 minutes.
And ready, part three, go.
All right. Now, let me, I can't back out on my lore techniques here because we're right in the middle of the action.
Yeah.
Kendrick, he's Kendrick James. He's on the floor. He was sniped. There's no guns in 2086, so she did him with like one of those David and Goliath things, like a sling. And he basically
A
just got
slingshot.
lucky. No, not even a slingshot. Like, you know that thing where you're like in the Bible, he's like swinging it. You could look that up on your own
A
time.
sling?
It was like a weapon for most of history, before we
A
really
rock
invented the
thrower.
bow. It's not the shot. They don't got rubber now. Anyway, this is all an overstatement. Kendrick is dead. He's on the
Yeah,
floor.
either way.
He's got a large stone, probably quartz. I'm the rock
Protruding from
expert.
his cranium?
No, it's more so like the upper right part of his left eye, but it's enough to,
Hmm.
it's 2086. Most of the world's underwater. There is not enough medicine left to save this man.
Not enough Gatorade.
There's It's got what plants crave, but not what subdermal
Not what
hematoma
bones
crave.
need.
Yeah, no, not what they need.
Not like mozzarella kid.
Well, so anyway, so this is, we're gonna deviate here. We're gonna go like two timelines at once. I'm watching
Yeah.
myself. I can be good with this. Excuse me, Jubal
Doobledorf.
I'm sorry, I've just been, eating a bit of mozzarella. Jubal Doobal Smorf and
It's
Gary.
Floobel Doobledorf. It's gotta be
I'm pretty
Floobel
sure it was Jubal with like a DZH sound, but
Okay, because you pronounce it wrong, Gorm.
anyway, good old Jlubal Shmoobalborp and Gary. They're panicking. They run for the hills.
A very improvisational name.
It changes every time. It's context dependent. Anyway,
Yeah.
Gary and Jubal Shmubal
Now he
Glope,
sounds like a corporation.
they're just
Shubble Shubble Corp.
excuse me, Zorb, you need to stop laughing because I can't get through with my story. His name is complex. It's there's nuance in that
It's
culture.
not your fault. You have to pronounce it in a new way every time. That's how it works.
It is. It's just. Yeah. I mean, it's. There's art. His parents were performance artists. Anyway, Gary
Exactly.
and Jubal Klubaglurp, they're running up the hill. Now, it's 2086. The sea level rise is bad. Again, as I
Yeah.
said in part one, I'm not an oceanographer. I'm probably making it out to be worse than it would be. But there's like one hill in this part of Slammerica nowadays.
Yeah, lots of puddles.
Yeah, lots of puddles. So many puddles, you know. With the flood insurance, you better make sure you got some Gatorade and some mozzarella trade, right? It's not cheap.
That's
So they're
yep.
running up the only hill in this part of New York, which
And they're running after the hooded
would just have
figure.
been. What's up?
They're running after the hooded figure.
No, they're running away from the hooded figure. The hooded figure, he or she, you know, they with the hood, they just hit Kendrick. You know, he's still like alive, but like no medicine's gonna
Thought you
save him
just
now.
confirmed he was dead.
I mean, it's like, you know, you get shot with an arrow in 2000 BC, you're dead, right? Like, we're not, you know, there's no, it might be now, it might be 30 minutes, it might be a day, but medicine's not around. It's 2086. Slam America, baby. Am I right? RFK all the way. Anyway. Anyway.
This is, look at what vaccines did to us.
Anyway, you're getting me sidetracked. I didn't say that. You're distorting my words. I'm getting sidetracked. So yeah, the hooded figure, Kendrick's dead. They're running up the hill away from the hooded figure, you know, and you envision it in your own head. I'm not doing all the work here, right?
Yeah,
All right, and now we're
everyone has
going,
measles.
it's 300 AD. This is timeline number two.
Oh,
And
we're back. We're going back in time with Kendrick.
yep, this no will. Yeah, I guess technically, you know, I mean, if he can travel in time, what is 2 minutes ago before he got assassinated? Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably should have been paying more attention to the present, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's 300 AD, so I don't butcher it the final time. I'm gonna ask you, Zorb, what was the region of Italy that mozzarella was first invented
Oh,
in?
Capua with Mr.
Capua.
Tinsels.
Capua. Okay, so. They're in San Lorenzo di Capua in the boot of Italy. It's 300 AD.
The boot is not underwater yet.
No, it is not. It's under Rome right now. If
Yeah.
my history tracks, 300.
On the foot.
On
The
the, you know,
boot
it's
is
on the,
on the foot.
it's on the foot. So Kendrick just pops up in San Lorenzo. Next to a small 300 AD, I'm not so sure about. Let's go Dionysian priest. You know, it's the cult
Yeah.
of Dionysus over here.
The Lord of Wine and
Named,
Cheese.
you know, named Matteo Tinsel with a, not like with an S, like the stuff you put on Christmas trees, both a Z, you know, very European.
Tinzel, if you're feeling really bougie.
Yes, yeah, there's an accent mark on that sec that E, you know. You know, Kendrick just pops up. Now,
He's there.
there's,
What's
you know,
Mr. Tinsel doing?
did I said he was a monk? He's doing monk stuff.
Yeah, there you
Yeah, that sounds right. time check.
getting a bowl cut.
I mean, yeah,
Eight
you know.
minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, so, you know, one of the assumptions with time travel is that, you know, it sounds really cool to go back to 300 AD, but
But
the
it doesn't
issue
work the
is,
way you think it does.
no, it does, but the issue is that Kendrick just doesn't speak vulgar Latin circa 300 AD. He
Yeah.
speaks 2086 New York Slamerica English. So, you
Heavily
know,
accented.
heavily accented. So when he pops up, next to Matteo Tinsel, monk of the Dionysian Brotherhood, he says, "Hey, you guys, you know, what are you doing with the cheese? Am I right? I'm walking here." And oh God, this is bad. And Matteo Tinsel says, "Okay." And so basically, they've run into a bit of an.
Latin.
I mean, it's K in pretty much every romance language, so I feel like I'm fairly.
Yeah, there you go. You might be
Settling
right.
that in vulgar
I mean,
Latin.
you are right. Nonfiction.
Right? You know, it's not fiction. Qua? Kick?
I feel like he says that and then holds out like a kumquat or something?
You know, he says K first because he grew up in what used to be Galatia, which is now Spain. And
Yeah.
in that scenario, he held out a large piece of like good old European style ham. Then he
Yeah.
said, yeah, like an Italian with the CH sound, and he threw up
He
like
didn't
a.
get the ham from Hamfist, did he?
No, this is years later, there's a whole gambling thing going. Long story short, I mean, I'm gonna get sidetracked and I only got 6 minutes left if I recall.
Yep.
They've reached a bit of an impasse, right? And as much as good-hearted Mateo is holding up large portions of wine, vinegar, olive oil, and
He's
mozzarella.
holding up a lot of offerings.
Well, then, not that like he thinks he's a god, but the English just sounds so guttural to this vulgar
He's
Latin man.
scared of him.
No, he's just like that throat, it sounds parched. He could use a bit of cheese and
Oh,
wine.
he's trying to hydrate him.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like, he ain't been eating good, right? Mind you. Anyway, oh God. Time check.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Okay. So, it's 300 AD. Kendrick is like, ah, shit. I wish I studied Latin before I decided to take this trip. And Mateo, he's the only monk on the vineyard at this point. And he's like a kid, just passing him things, He's a monk. They give off, they help the needy, I think. That's what they do.
Yeah, there you go. You
That
give them
sounds
bowl
right.
cuts.
Yeah, that and bowl cuts. And so after like he offered
But
wine.
it's required to get the health.
Yeah, he offered wine, vinegar, olive oil, and then after that none of that was working. They just brought him to the barber down the street and started cutting.
So Kendrick has a bowl cut now?
It's getting there. Kendrick is very
Yeah.
tightly, he's tied to that hair. So he doesn't want to
Yeah.
let it go. It's become quite a bit of a fuss. They're debating whether he's possessed by a demon.
Yep.
But all of a sudden, time check.
5 minutes.
Just as Kendrick is about to be like, I've made a terrible mistake. I never should have came back to Capua circa 300 AD and not bothered to learn the at least Latin. Two other people pop into the frame. Do you want to know who they were?
Who?
Xander, what's his last name? And good old character number four.
Oh my God.
Yep. And
Character number four is redacted from the large cheese book.
it's classified material to this day. It's very important. He plays
If we
a
were to say his name,
crucial.
then we'd have to return the materials to the Intergalactic Library.
Character number four plays a crucial role in the fourth and final part of this story that I will not have to bear responsibility for. So anyway, character number four and
Hope he
Xander
doesn't get
Sternberger
sniped.
pop in to this barber shop in 300 AD, southern Italy, and would you look at that? Xander knows Latin. Don't
Oh
ask
my
why.
God.
And it's a bit
You have
dated.
to pick one of the languages in Slamerica's school
Yeah,
system.
the languages Chinese, Russian, Spanish, and Latin. Nobody picks Latin nowadays, but
Yeah.
Xander Schmerben Bourbon did. He was.
Class of two.
It's part of the Schmegelborgen family heritage, Schmerben Bourbon Xander. Anyway, so time check.
Wait, is Schmerben Bourbon related to Schmeggeldorf?
It's 2086. Most of the earl's underwater. There's like a lot of cousin marrying going on, like a lot of
Slamerican
family.
names really confuse me. I'm sorry.
It was a cultural melting pot, and after like the global government fell apart in the 2050s, they kind of lost their way a bit linguistically, and everything kind of blurred together. It does have a
Everything
very
was improvisational.
everybody kind of just forgot for a second. You kind of just make it up anytime you talk to somebody.
All names are inside parentheses because they're open to interpretation.
Exactly, except for Gary, because he knows what's happening. Time
Yeah,
check.
exactly. All caps.
All caps. Fuck.
Two minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, all right, don't interrupt me again.
Okay. Because everything's so clear. Go.
what a shit show this one has been. So anyway, they're in the barbershop. I'm speeding forward here.
Yep.
Kendrick's getting his tonsure cut. Xander says, qua something something Latin. I don't know. Long story short, they can kind of understand him. Character number four is just sitting off to the side, like looking at ancient Rome and drinking wine. They agree to come to a decision. They talk about cheese, the word for cheese, even in Latin. Xander doesn't know it. They haven't really solidified this mozzarella process yet, so it's kind of open for debate. Long story short, it takes 200 years, and subsequent generations of the monks to finally figure it out what they're looking for. Time check.
Yeah. 1 minute and 40 seconds.
Kendrick looks to Shander Schmirbin and character number four, and he says, "Guys, I gotta go back. I feel like there's something important waiting for me in New York, New New York, Slammerica 2086. And Xander Bagels Spagel says, "Amen, brother. Godspeed." Character number four just nods, and then poof, Kendrick is back to the present. Time check.
1 minute.
Kendrick pops up in the present and immediately gets hit in the head with a massive rock, causing a subdermal hematoma, and starts to bleed and seizure on the ground. Fast forward another 15 minutes. What were the other ones' names? Gary and Schmagel
Schmoobledoobledorf.
Schmoobledoodledorf. They make it to the hill, and they finally feel like they're safe. All of a sudden, they look at each other. Time check.
40 seconds.
And Gary looks at Schmoobledoodledorf. And he says, "Schmoobel, do you know what we forgot?" And Schmoobel says, "What?" Gary says, "The mozzarella." And Schmoobel says, "I thought the Ruby ate it." And he's like, "No, I had extra in my backpack." And they're like, "Oh, fuck, we gotta go back." And they're like, "What about the assassin?" Time check. And
10 seconds.
Schmoobel looks like Gary. And he's like, "I think it's time for us to call character number four."
Oh,
Oh God, I can't.
you go. Do you have your timer ready, Corb?
Yeah, hold on.
I right, hit it. I'm ready.
Oh God, yeah, finish it out. Here we go. Go for it.
Okay, so they're standing at the top of the hill, cowering in fear, right?
Yep.
And then Schmoobel admits that he had mozzarella in his backpack next to the poker table. And Gary looks at him and he's like, "Ah, God, guess you're gonna have to go back and get that. Why wait up here?" And Schmoobledoobledorf goes, "I'm not going unless you go." And he goes, "Oh, God, fine." So they start to walk back down New New York's only hill. And they make it back to the door of the bunker, which goes at least 14 floors down.
Oh, well, they really hiked up that hill.
They did. And that's when they press the intercom button because the door's locked. They're like, "Oh, God. We need this mozzarella because if we don't have it, then I don't know. I'm really hungry." They're
Like
like, "Yeah, mozzarella's the
it's
best, right?"
gonna be pretty quick.
And then that's when they see the hooded figure making her way back to the other side of the building. Because the top of the building is not underground.
That makes sense.
And
That tracks.
Gary goes, "Hey, I see you there. Take off that mask." Right? And that's when she, or at least they thought,
Oh.
takes off the mask, which turns out it was a wig and a mask. And do you know who was under
And a
that
hood?
mask, Gorb?
Was it
And a hood.
dreaded character number four?
It was character number four. And do you know what character number four looked like?
Redacted?
Redacted. We don't know because right in that moment, both Gary and Schmoobel Doobledorf are pronounced dead.
Wait, by who?
That's a great question.
Do I have clearance to ask for the answer?
Kendrick, who will end up dying, Because, you get hit with a rock, you are dead.
At least in 2086, Slam America, baby.
But right when he got hit by the rock, he saw a bottle of Gatorade next to him, and he doused himself over the head with like a blue
Got
shower.
what subdural hematomas crave.
And he opens the door and he's crawling and inching forward arm by arm. But character number four doesn't see him yet. And he pulls character number four, whose head slams into the concrete. Right?
Oh.
Do you know what character number four was holding?
No.
The mozzarella from Schmoobeldoubledorf's backpack.
I thought Gary brought the mozzarella.
It's one of theirs. And he picks it up and he goes, "Oh, thank God." Flashback.
Flashback, oh boy.
Mr. Tinsel in the year 350 AD,
Is
or whenever the time was that
I mean,
this
that's
happened.
not, is he old then? How is he looking?
Probably.
Okay.
He lived to be 108. He gathers Kendrick, Xander from Plabbatoopopsmop, and
Character number four.
character number four. And he goes, "Listen, you are my only trusted. What's the, oh?" And they're like, "Listen, it's okay. You're 108. Take your time."
Is
And he goes,
Xander
"What's the word?
Schmoogle
Pupils!
pupils?
I've taught you everything I know. Write down to how to make mozzarella." And then they go, we know, Sensei." Right?
How are
He
the
goes,
aliens doing? Is
"But
this
there's
real
one
thing?
secret. Well, I have two secrets. Number one, I am not human." And he rips off his face, revealing a chameleon-like form under his skin.
Hey, who did that? Was that Master
Mr.
Tinsel?
Tinsel's.
Mr. Tinsel, so no.
They're like, "Ah!" Okay. And Mr. Tinsel's looks across the campfire at his pupils. And character number four goes, character number four goes, "You too."
Oh.
And peels off his face.
Wait, did they not know they were both on the same mission? They're very covert, the chameleon.
You're a schnitzel.
I thought it was Snorkel.
Has it been so long that you've forgotten the name of our people?
Oh, God.
A snarkle, you idiot. Yes. What did Grand Commander 38 tell you? He goes, "I'm 38."
Oh, heavens.
Which is technically redacted, so hopefully I'm not hunted by them now.
How are
So,
Kendrick and Xander taking this in? Are they feeling good about it? Are you they scared? Did Kendrick faint again?
Kendrick. Kendrick looks across at both of them and goes, "You too."
I can't.
How much time do I have?
Good. You have 7.5
And
minutes.
he pulls off his face, revealing number 39.
Is that like more senior or the numbers irrelevant?
Who knows? And Santa goes, What the hell is going on? And all three of them take out their laser guns and shoot him.
Was he at least a human or was he also a chameleon?
So we have 37, 38, and 39. He was a human. Poor
Okay.
guy.
Poor innocent bystander. Oh.
And 38 goes, "Listen, Grand Lord 100 put me on this mission." And 37 goes, "I will get the credit." And 39 goes, "No, I will get the credit." 37 and 38 look at each other, who are
Well, you know, their eyes
Kendrick
can move. They can move both ways. They can all look at each
and
other in
Mr.
defense.
Tinsel respectively, right? Like, for the listener. 37 is Kendrick and 38 is Miss. No, it's
No, I
something
thought
like that.
38 was Kendrick.
38 is Kendrick and 37 is Mr. Tinsel's. And
And
they both
39
look
is,
at each other
yeah.
and make a silent agreement, right? And they both point their lasers over at number 39 and shoot him dead, right?
Wasn't that character number 4, number 39?
I mean. It's
Think
all very confusing here. This is where the script gets smudged in the tome, right?
no, most of this chapter is redacted, so you know we're making do with what we have.
But
All
skipping
history is a
forward,
bit of inference, am I right?
turns out they were all very confused and they all shoot each other because they all want credit, right? Mr. Tinsel collapses dead with the mozzarella rolling out of his palm, right?
What do the aliens even use mozzarella for? Did we address that?
What happens after that is that number 38, redacted, tears into the mozzarella. And it makes a very particular sound. It's a message. And he
Can I hear
recorded
that
it on his
sound?
cassette player that he brought. Everything's analog with these guys.
The audio just doesn't compare via digital.
And he straight up, he just bops Kendrick or number 37 in the face, right?
Yep. That's,
He
I thought
collapses,
37
number
was Master
38, then uses
Jinzel.
his time capsule and returns back to the future. Okay.
4 minutes and 35 seconds.
He screams to the mothership because it's been 5 days.
Wait, 5 days, has it?
Yeah. Which is right when Kendrick grabs his ankle. This is number 37. And he face plants into the concrete. And Kendrick is mauling him fist over fist, straddling him and punching him in the face over and over with his large chameleon fists.
I can't. Oh, God.
And he looks up at the mothership and is about to crash into Earth. And he goes, "Number 100, give me credit." How much time do I have left?
You have 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Fill us out. Oh.
So it's at this time that I have to reveal something.
Yes. What is
Do you
it?
know what that is, Corp?
N honestly, no. There's a lot of numbers, and I'm not so good with math over here.
Dubeldorf had a Gatorade pacer inside his heart.
Is that just like a, it's like that movie Crank? It's just like an extra burst of energy. You just keep it
It's like a
going.
second life, right?
Yeah.
Now, something that we hadn't previously disclosed is that Schmoobel Dubeldorf is the president of Slammerica, right?
And
Turns out
an
his
alien.
whole cabinet had betrayed him. They were all aliens.
Wait, I thought he
They were
was
all
alien too.
schnitzels.
I thought. I thought they were, first off, I thought they were Schnarkles, and I thought Schmoobel Dubeldorf was number 39. Or,
No, that's Xander.
isn't Xander his first name? I'm so confused. Anyway, continue.
There were five characters, Garb. There was
God.
Xander Schmoobel Schmobble Goof, and there was Schmoobel Doobledorf.
Open to interpretation. 2 minutes and
Listen
less
back to it,
than
Garfield. See, I'm right.
that sounds
I'm reading
fair.
the tome as it states.
2 minutes left. I thought they all shot each
Schmoobeldoubledorf's
other.
the last human president of Slamerica breaks out the nuclear codes. Okay. He presses the cassette player. He presses play on it because it's inside of Kendrick number 37's hands.
The
And
dead
it reads
body?
aloud the message that was hidden inside the mozzarella. And here's what it said.
You have a minute and 18 seconds left.
The poker hand was a f was a sh was a straight flush. And that is when the table that the poker players were using folds open like a grand lotus.
Was it in the president's nuclear launch silo?
And launches a nuclear weapon into
Yeah. 52
the
seconds.
sky, striking the Schnitzel ship and
Oh, man.
exploding in Earth's atmosphere.
Schnarkles, are they all dead?
Number 37, Kendrick, points down at Schmoobeldoubledorf and goes, "You fool! My people!" And he dissolves into nothing because they're a collective consciousness. Because when number 100 dies, they all go.
Oh,
But
it's like
there's a
a hive
reason
mind.
why
Okay, that makes
number
sense.
4 was redacted. And
Oh.
the reason why I just put us all at risk. Do you know why that is, Gorb?
Because we had too many rancheritas.
Because there's always a chance
What's your
that
time?
you or I are a schnitzel.
Snorkel, but that sounds about right. Or snorkel, I'm not really sure. Play us out. Episode 9, Too Many Rancheritas.